It's time for Dr. A's A-lister news with Kelly and Guy.
Switching things up a little bit for Dr. A's A-lister news, because one of the big stories this week is Morgan Wallen allegedly is preparing to spend some time in jail for the chair throwing incident that happened in Nashville, where he threw the chair off the sixth floor of Eric Church's bar. So people are speculating, is Morgan Wallen really going to go to jail? So I figured, why not call a lawyer? So I called Mark Lazarus of Russell and Lazarus Personal Injury Attorneys to kind of pick his brain. So Mark, will Morgan Wallen go to jail over this chair throwing incident? And I know you're a personal injury attorney, but have you ever dealt with celebrity cases like this?
Actually, I've had celebrities on the wrong side of cases, yes. But something like where they're throwing a chair off of this, that's a first. And they do get a lot of walks. But the thing is, on something like this, because of his work, they're going to negotiate a deal where it's going to be a misdemeanor. He's only going to do a little bit of time. And the fact that nobody got killed or hurt is a huge difference. So he's going to get an escape. He has no accountability. Everything he's ever done, everybody has given him a pass. So they want some sort of accountability on this guy.
See, and that's why I'm wondering, is the judge going to make like a case out of him, though? And use him as almost like, okay, you mess up in Nashville, it's known as a partying city, you're going to pay the price.
I don't think it's so much the judge as the DA. The DA's got more political ambitions. The judge is just there to hear the evidence. And the only thing the judge really decides is whether or not the plea deal is acceptable and whether or not the sentence is appropriate. And something like this, where somebody does not get hurt, they're not going to make a huge thing out of it. If someone had gotten hurt, he would get the book thrown at him.
So do you think then he's just going to get community service or a fine, or is it literally going to be a slap on the wrist, don't do it again?
I think he's going to get community service, maybe a few days in jail, but that's my guess.
But he won't ever see jail, you don't think?
He might see a couple of days. He's fortunate that his stupidity did not result in major harm to someone. So I think they do want to see him straighten up a little bit, because if it happens again, everybody's going to go, well, why didn't he get accountable last time? So now they're looking for some accountability. But I don't think they want to derail his tour and his life. They just want him to stop doing stupid stuff.
I think everybody wants Morgan Wallen to stop doing stupid stuff. Stick to music. You are really good at that, dude.
And that's Dr. A's A-lister News, brought to you by Dr. Troy Andreessen at InlandBreastAndBody.com.